Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On our final day here in Orlando, we were at the NFC Coaches Breakfast. That means we heard from Ron Rivera on the acquisition of Brandon LaFell. Also, Mike Smith on the new touchdown celebration rule. Also, hear from Pete Carroll on why the Patriots got a good acquisition in Brandon Browner. Also, some coaches don't necessarily agree with Coach Belichick's proposal on making the extra point more competitive. Find it all out here in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
Oh, he's a fantastic football player. He's a great competitor. He has great depth of understanding of the position. Played bump and run press technique since he was a freshman in college, you know, back at Oregon State. We played against him back in the day. He was only there a couple years because he left early, but he was a fantastic player in college. He went to Canada, was a fantastic player in Canada. And by the time we got him, he was so savvy in what, you know, playing the position. And I think he really blossomed again, took another step forward just with our commitment to the style of play and all. And he's a fantastic player. And I talked to Bill about it, and I was kind of envious, you know. He's a great baller, you know, and he's going to get a really special guy in Brandon.
You know, the thing I really liked about Brandon is, first of all, he's a very smart football player. For us, he knew all of our wide receiver positions. He even knew what we call the F position and the Y position, which are really two positions that not necessarily, you know, he needed to know, but he knew. He's a physical football player, and I really do think he's one of the better blocking wide receivers I've seen. And he's a consistent hard worker, and that'll show. He's a little bit on the shy side, so don't take what people think he's being aloof. But he really just, you know, doesn't like to be in front of cameras and like to be in front of everybody. But he's a good young man.
Well, I think that the statistics show that it is not a very competitive play in terms of what the outcome's going to be. It's pretty apparent. The statistics show that. You know, the NFL is a league that's always changing. I think that at a certain point in time that, you know, there'll be a change.
I personally don't see the necessity of making that a more competitive play. I do understand all about the idea that, you know, the rules have changed, but you have to understand the rules have changed because the blockers offensively were sitting ducks, and they were literally at great risk because of the nature of the technique that is employed in order to protect.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about it, everything from, you know, making it a competitive play to certain advantages too, though. You know, teams that are outside teams will have a little bit more of an advantage over teams that are indoor teams. And so, you know, that was a discussion that, you know, that was made. And we'll see how it goes with the voting today.
It's November. It's December. It's MetLife Stadium. It's, 0 degrees. It's snowing. And you're going to line up for a field goal to win the division, for an extra point, excuse me, to win the division. It's a 43-yard field goal. I mean, that's an interesting concept. So
that's classic for Bill to want to make it more competitive.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a good thought. You know, and when it's, you know, the numbers don't lie. 99.6, you know, was the number we threw on it this year. But it would make it more interesting. To me, it doesn't matter. It's all the same for everybody. So whatever the, however it goes, you know, I'm good with it. I don't care. Our kicker's a good kicker, you know. And somebody was saying that, you know, well, that it's going to be better for the teams that are playing indoors. I said, well, I can't understand that, because to me, they're all playing in the same place that day. So whatever, it seems pretty relative to me. So I don't think it's going to factor in that way. I don't see the depth of where the factor is. If they do it, they do it. It's the same, you know.
You know, Tony probably was one of the first guys to ever do it. I'm just glad as a coach, not having to tell Tony that he's not going to be able to dunk it. That they did that, because that would be a conversation that you'd have to have with them. But again, I think that the rules are pretty straightforward, and now they've just made the goalpost a prop. Is basically how I look at it. So you can't use a prop in a celebration, and the dunk or punching the goalpost is now saying that is going to be considered a prop.
Over the years, we've always kind of kept in touch, so we've had a nice relationship, you know, and I have great respect for what he does, and what he's accomplished, and he's an incredible football coach. He's been doing it longer and better than anybody, you know. So he's been a good guy to talk to over the years.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.